Today, we delve into the arrest of Erica McGriff, an incident highlighting the policing of black mothers during school pickups. On October 7, 2025, Erica McGriff struggled with a Jacksonville deputy during school pickup, captured in a widely circulated video. Bystanders and attorneys called the force excessive, especially as children witnessed the traumatic incident unfold. This raised painful questions about aggressive policing of black parents and policies governing officers in school zones. The conflict began after McGriff left her car running, escalating quickly when a deputy approached her. Video showed the officer throwing McGriff to the ground, applying a headlock as she repeatedly cried, "I cannot breathe." The sheriff's office defended the deputy's actions, stating he was bitten and responded to resistance. McGriff was charged with battery on an officer, resisting arrest, and driving with a suspended license. Civil rights attorneys Ben Crump and Harry Daniels now demand charges be dropped and an independent inquiry. Historically, black mothers face disproportionate police scrutiny, normalizing aggressive responses in caregiving spaces. Public displays of force traumatize children, disrupting family life and causing long-term psychological harms. This episode demands accountability, transparent investigations, and corrective action where rights were violated. It highlights policy gaps, urging limits on force in school zones and mandatory de-escalation training. Prioritizing alternatives like warnings and trauma-sensitive responses is crucial, especially with children present. The McGriff incident underscores the need for accountability and policy changes to restore trust and prevent future trauma.